Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In case you missed it, Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker, she came out the other day and she said that Fox Corp was censoring her work, and that she was that she couldn't do the story she wanted to do, and she was going to expose it, and she exposed it on what's the name of this this site, Del?
Project Veritas?
Yeah, Project Veritas. And she was on there, a 10-minute interview. And, you know, I thought it was going to be something, some big story that she was working on, and that she was, they were telling her she couldn't do this story, that she was going to expose someone that was doing something illegally, and it was just going to be some giant story. Instead, it was
an airing of grievances.
It really is. And boy, did she go about it differently. She secretly videotaped and tape recorded her news director and assistant news director. And then Project Veritas went out and secretly videotaped her coworkers at a bar and a coworker outside on the street, and where they just asked them questions. These people did not know that they were being taped, and they were exposing some secrets about what goes on at behind the scenes at Fox 26. And it's really, I thought it was some major faux pas that was going on, and it was just about vaccines and Bitcoin and African-American viewers, and it was really, I mean, she's really put her entire career at stake over, I mean, what could amount to just differences of opinion on what you're going to cover and the way that you cover stories. She was none too pleased that they don't do any anti-vaccine stories, and how pro-vaccine Fox 26 is. And I really think, you know, if you're going to expose a news corporation, you better have something really, really tangible. And she has literally absolutely nothing. Do you have any sound? Do you have any yeah. sound for this?
Speaking, took the goal away.
Oh, did you bet on Finland? Or something? They haven't taken away yet.
Yes, they did.
Was it two? That's still 1-0. You're reviewing.
Oh,
it.
Oh, good.
Relax. You sound like
I don't
like
care about Ivory Hecker.
Oh, they like just took it away.
Now no, they did take it away.
I told you, Dell.
Relax.
I don't care about this dumb woman.
Relax, Barkley.
Okay, so.
Oh, I'm going to tell on you. Who cares? The only thing we liked yesterday was when you gave us a funny thing so we could transition to a funnier thing from New York.
Who do you have on in this game?
Nobody. I just don't want Russia to win. I'd like for Finland to win.
Well, because you're pro, pro-democracy.
I'm Finnish, yeah.
Yeah, you're pro-democracy.
Pro, you know, the people that eat canned fish.
Yeah.
That's kind of a thing.
So anyway, here is Ivory Hecker destroying her career.
Well, give me a couple seconds.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for this thing to not screw up. But yes, I was pulling or trying to find some clips. Yeah, there's like her vice president there is being I was like, oof. No, you're being for
now,
this?
Now the news director and the assistant news director said some dumb things.
Yes.
You know, like talking about the African Americans, that the studies show that more African Americans are watching the 5 o'clock news and they don't care about Bitcoin. Okay. All right. That's maybe a bit racist. I don't know.
Who knows?
But secretly taping your bosses and coming out, I mean, you want to talk about just destroying in any way, shape, or form your career.
Well,
over literally not too much.
Well, here is, you mentioned that her coworkers were kind of either secretly taped or even approached. Here's some of that. And there's some audio attached
in a bar.
General manager, what does that mean?
That means that corporate values are above the viewer's interests.
It appears Hecker wasn't alone. And when our undercover journalists caught up with Hecker's Houston Fox 26 crew, they weren't shy about the bias they also felt existed at the network.
You're at Fox 26?
Yeah.
How come you guys are like the all vaccine, all the time channel?
We hire producers, which are the ones that write the show.
Mm-hmm.
That are right out of college, about 25 years old, they don't pay them squat. They just regurgitate what they're fed. It's low-hanging fruit. They're doing vaccines cross-terminal. Let's go get video of that. And at first, it's like, yeah, it's a big deal. You know, when the vaccine first comes out.
So
that is an employee of Fox.
Yeah, and then she says, well, the vaccines pay the CDC, and the vaccines are paying behind the scenes, so we're doing all positive vaccine stories. You got, I bet you Fox 26 is going to come back, and here's how much we got from them. It's minimal, by the way, young lady. So it's really not a big deal. Maybe we do feel like everybody should get vaccinated. Maybe that's what we feel like.
Yeah, it seems like. I thought, like, maybe there's some harassment involved, or, like, they were legit keeping her from doing... I'm like, this?
Wait, they underpay producers? What?
I mean,
you underpay producers?
Yeah, what's that about?
Holy crap!
Producers get underpaid?
Damn it!
I think
her main thing is
that... Let's take a stand!
Is that journalism... I certainly don't agree with what she did and all that stuff, but, you know, I know her from when you were playing the interview... that she had. Her thing is that journalism takes a backseat to the business. In other words, what she considers, yeah. Or what, you know, the idea that this is not a new idea, by the way, in mainstream media, even there have been people who have on the left and right who believe this, typically people who are more not the radical left and radical right. I'm talking about in media, but there was somebody who famously, resigned from MSNBC, and she says not over politics, it's just that news now, and this is relevant. The reason we're talking, this is actually relevant because this happens in sports too. This is relevant in news gathering. This is why I think it's relevant to us as people. When you don't, if there's ever something where you don't give facts and information, and this is almost like duh, and it's sad that it's gotten to that, where the facts and information have to take a backseat to for-profit news. Like, what's the Tim Tebow story that we can keep cranking out, or the Deshaun Watson, where legitimate, and I'm trying to work it into sports, where legitimate news or unbiased news gets pushed to the side because you get more watches and more views and more clicks if you stay inside your own little bubble.
Right. Well, I used to, now I see, I watched this with my wife last night, and she was like, she's been there for 20 some years. She said, I've never, ever, ever been approached by general manager, sales staff, no one would dare ever tell us what we can't or what we should report on, ever. It's never happened.
But it's happened a lot more now.
But I've worked at stations, the general manager at smaller
changed
stations.
Your name.
Changed, well,
she changed your name.
Yeah, right. But the general manager says, oh, we've got the Kentucky Derby on this weekend. Go to the racetrack and go do a story because we got to drum up interest so that we can, you know, promote our own show on Saturday. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a little
bit. You know what? Yeah. But that we're doing that instead of whatever sports that we could, whatever the case may be. And, you know, there are obviously stations that will, oh, that's a sponsor. Don't touch that. I mean, it happens. That stuff happens. It does happen. What she's exposing here is so minimal. And she, honestly.
Well, what she's saying is that that her news station, once again, I'm a big pro-vaccine guy. So,
yeah.
And I'm just trying to be fair here. What she's exposing is they won't do stories about issues with the vaccine.
Yeah.
That they're not being balanced about actual news stories. So, if there's real
that's
news,
something that you just ruined your career for?
Well, I think if the way she sees it is she is being I'm once again not even playing devil's advocate. The way she sees it is she's trying to stand up for journalistic integrity that you don't politicize a news issue like vaccine.
No, listen, that's what she's saying. And oh, by the way, she works for Fox. And oh, by the way, that's what they do. She's saying that it's because of money, because they're getting money from the vaccine, CDC. And when I'm going to tell you what, she's going to see there ain't much money there at all. And it's really not about that. It's your view of the vaccine that's probably driving it.
Well, if that is the case, that's the problem. You have to. And listen, this is we live in a time where, and I don't care if it's sports or like, we do it all the time in sports. I think this show, one of the things that I've always prided myself on personally, and I think this show is fair about, is you just did it yesterday with Carlos Correa. Like, all right, I missed on the Carlos Correa thing. He's way better. We don't have a problem with saying when we miss.
Yeah.
And we don't, and it, once you get to that point, then it's easier. Now, does this show have narratives? Absolutely. Do we try to, like, if James Harden in the past has played poorly, it's easy to talk about it. When he plays well, we try to talk about that too. Like, that's fair. If Bill O'Brien does a good job, so you've heard lots of bad Bill O'Brien stuff, but when Bill O'Brien was on the win streak, you know, he deserves credit for all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can do that, to me, that's keeping it real. Keeping it real is just telling the truth no matter what, no matter whether or not it aligns with whatever your narratives have been or not. You have to admit, though, that's pretty much whether it's news or sports or whatever, that's actually in the minority now. You don't see that all that often as much. If you say that Kevin Durant is this, or if you say LeBron is this, especially with the talking head shows on ESPN, Fox, they're going to stay, when I say Fox, I mean Fox Sports, Skip and Shannon, whatever. They're going to stay on their narratives throughout. They don't say, man, I was wrong. That's not how it works. So you try to always be right, and you try to always play to whoever your base is. You never tell them something they don't want to hear. And that's why in news coverage, I already know if I'm going to go over to Fox, I'm going to see one slant, and that's going to be that. If I go over to CNN, I'm going to see one slant, and that's going to be that. Absolutely.
So, but on top of she's talking about integrity, and she's talking about they secretly videotaped her coworkers
secret conversations
after they've been drinking and led them to talk about things behind the scenes. Talk about integrity. You're secretly videotaping your coworkers. Man, if I worked with her, I'd be like, you POS. This is how you're getting back at Fox, by videotaping your coworkers and exposing them while they're out drinking. That is a POS move. And if you don't know what POS is, then
point of sale, obviously.
Well, it's that and it's something else.
Well,
it's a piece of
stuff move. Now, I've figured it out. The reason you're so upset about this is because somebody was secretly taped while drinking. Now it makes sense to me, because you can see yourself as one of those people in that bar doing some of your flagrant John Granato stuff when you're drinking. Somebody goes into Luling's and captures John. That's what you're most upset about.
Well, that
drunk people being caught on secretly on camera.
Drunk, sober, whatever. I mean, secretly taping people. But yeah, I mean, do you think I want to be worried about...
Nobody does. We shouldn't have to look over our back and see if somebody secretly...
About this taped nut job taping me while I'm...
I once worked with somebody who secretly taped an argument with a coworker where they were into it over something that grown men are going to argue about. Yeah. It's a grown man. Hmm. Just two different people arguing about something. Grown people. That happens. Disagreements about how a radio show is going, disagreements about business stuff. When you tape it so that you can play it for other people.
It's a POS move.
Yeah, that's no good.
No. All right, 14 past, and we're going to talk. Bo wants to talk some baseball. Hey, we got to get back to our Astros.
Don't worry about being taped, gentlemen. when I'm around, because I'm never going to be around you.
No, you don't. We don't have to worry about you. Not you.
We never have to worry about you, Dale.
We just have to watch what we say, because you will play it back over and over again.
And now I'm putting meat in my mouth or whatever he said.
That's not what he said.
I was doing sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
That get saved, Dale?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You are the Ivory Hecker or whatever her name is.
You're the Ivory Hecker of radio.
You secretly save things that have actually been said in public
on a radio
broadcast.
Spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Yeah, but that's like it's secretly taped.
Ivory Olale. Time to talk right now.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
I don't like this. Can I talk right now about my hair? And can I talk about, listen, and Jackie said, it's a boss move by Doc Linville letting John talk about facials. But here's the deal. It is true. You get a free facial. You go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com. And if you sign up for the Neo Grafting before Father's Day here, this is a Father's Day special, he's going to throw in a Morpheus 8, which is a facial for you or your wife, so you both gain, and it's a great procedure. It's going to help with collagen. It's going to help with your whole skin. It makes you look different, younger, better. It makes your skin better. And Doc Linville does this every day as well. Ladies, Doc Linville is working on all parts of your body, and if you're looking for any kind of improvement to your body, Doc Linville is there for you. But, guys, the hair thing is for us. The hair thing at 975hair.com is awesome. The process is awesome. The people are awesome. Everything about it you will love, because you are going to have hair when it's all said and done. I do. I love it. My wife loves it. It is a huge difference maker. Find out for yourself at 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Shout out to Raul. His birthday today. Hobos Q.
Yep.
Right, birthday
told him
today. Birthday.
I told him. Good. Big ups to Raul for another year in the barbecue game.
Yeah. And he's, another year.
I'm really
breathing.
Proud of that, dude.
Congratulations
man.
On breathing another year, Raul.
He's been coming out to our stuff for years and years. Been a listener of the show and somebody who's interacted with the show. But then started doing his own barbecue thing. Said, you know what? I'm gonna stop what I'm doing. I'm gonna do my own barbecue thing.
He's made
that dude has really built up a business. He sells out every weekend. Guys go out there, they pre-order, and he told me it's done. Like in 2 or 3 hours, he's done. Because I said, why don't you start making more so you can? He's like, dude, I got my work. He said, I put in a lot of work. And so when I'm done, I'm done. But he's, man, that guy is doing a great job. Yeah. Really proud of the work that he does. We're really happy that we have a great relationship with him here at the station. Not just the show, the whole station.
Well, two of us have a great relationship with him.
No, I have a great relationship. I just told him, bring up a cake and some fries.
You want him to bring the cake?
Yeah.
To celebrate your birthday.
Are you aware how
drive out from
work?
Humble and bring some cake and fries for your birthday?
Yeah.
And while you're at it, Boudin mac and cheese quesadillas with brisket.
Ooh.
Raul, enjoy your day. Don't let John.
Let's go, Raul. Get over here on your birthday. Anything. Let's celebrate your birthday in style. Bring us some food. 819 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Bo wants to talk some baseball. Let's get that back going on. What do you say, Bo?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, man. I heard you guys talking about pitchers using stuff on their on the ball to help them get grip and all of that. And, you know, there's a lot of other sports where people try to use stuff to help them get a grip and, you know, even deflating balls and all of that. And everybody was in an outrage over it. Like I said, the wide receivers, they try to use stick 'em or something to get a grip. And everybody's upset about that. They can't do that. So why should pitchers be allowed to put stuff on a ball so they can grip it?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, it makes sense that's standard. Chase, who is a pitcher, a four-year pitcher at HBU, said, wow, weird. I was able to throw the ball straight and with control without using all that junk somehow. I must have had the arm of a god. He didn't put sticky stuff on the baseball. And he was able to throw it without hitting anyone in the face and throw strikes in the hole. Didn't tear his arm, his UCL. He's like, I must have the arm of a god.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
They're not supposed to put stuff on the ball. That's all. They're not supposed to, but they've been doing it for years, and they continued it. And, yeah, they should have figured this out in the offseason, though. I mean, they knew that this was an issue. Major League, this has been going on for years and years. If you were going to clamp down, you know what? That's what the NFL does that well. Hey, this is a point of emphasis now, everybody. So in the preseason, we're going to be legislating this, and then people stop doing it, the holds on whatever. More than 5 yards down the field. We're going to be watching this year. And then turns out, well, we got to change our behavior. Well, that's the same that should have been done this offseason with the pitchers is, guys, we're going to be legislating this year. Stop with the spider tack. Now, maybe it snuck up on them. I don't know how it just snuck up on them because everybody knows the goop that we've seen on guys, the black hats, everything that we've seen over the years that this has been going on forever. So we can't just say this all of a sudden came out of nowhere. This has been going on forever. And now all of a sudden they're legislating it, but it's in the middle of the year. So it is an adjustment for them. You're going to go from all that stuff that you've been putting on there to nothing. It is going to be a big adjustment, and I fear for hitters' lives, if you want to know the truth.
I hope those guys survive. I know we're going to put signs around home plate that say landmines, and it's just in reference to the pitches coming at their head. So hopefully those guys make it. Some big NBA news while we're talking about Project Veritas and tacky stuff and baseball. Chris Paul in COVID health protocols. He will be out of action indefinitely. I don't know what that means. It's indefinite, so
it means he needs a 7-game series out of the Clippers.
Well, he might get a longer series depending on when Kawhi comes back, because Kawhi is going to miss tonight's game with a knee injury.
Dab, 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 dab.
So, I mean,
well, you got the Jazz in the series.
Why are
you
dabbing
on Kawhi's injury?
Well, I just like for Utah to win in 6 games.
Why?
Oh,
it's just more drama that way.
No, but then Chris Paul might not be able to play in the first couple of games in the next series.
Yeah.
Although they will have a little timeout.
I will be cheering for Chris Paul.
Hey, Chris Paul, get a vaccine.
Well, it depends on... Yeah. Okay, anti-vaxxer Chris, you could have avoided all this, right?
Yeah.
You don't get tested, or what's the deal? Right?
Well, that's in golf. Is that the protocol?
No, their protocol, I think, is if you have the vaccine, they don't put you in if you've been near someone.
You're dumb.
Did you see your boy John Rahm? Got the vaccine. He's like, I wish I would have gotten it sooner, so I wouldn't have lost that much money.
It cost over $2 million.
Didn't you say 1.2, or was it
more?
Well,
no, it was. Well, and plus, wins on the PGA Tour mean more anyway. Mean a lot more. So yeah, he's dumb. And Chris Paul hasn't been vaccinated. When you got, are you kidding me? That's
like Ivory said.
This is a...
He's doing the stories on the other
apparently he wasn't watching Fox 26 because they do all pro-vaccine stories.
Fully vaccinated individuals will no longer be required to quarantine following exposure to COVID-19 or be restricted from dining outdoors or restaurants. So if he had been fully vaccinated, he would not have been put in the whole safety protocols thing.
Just can't be
dumber.
Y'all
going to figure something out.
I mean, this is your career.
Trust in all these other people around you. Okay.
If he misses playoff games because of that, when it's easily, that's rectified easily by just a shot, that can't, as badly as he wants to win a title for his career, as close as he's been with the Rockets and 65 wins and the hamstring kept him from getting a title, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's what's going to keep you from winning a title, Chris Paul.
Well, can you imagine if this
had happened?
Can you imagine if this was coming up on a game? You know, if this was an elimination game tonight and the Jazz won, he would for sure miss. I would say for sure 2 games, and then if he gets it and he has a reaction at all, because you know that's not really talked about. I was speaking with an agent who told me that he had players who really. They didn't want it out there and they didn't talk about it, but he said his players really struggled. Two of them really struggled after getting it with, like, it had a big impact on their performance this year in football. They just struggled with breathing and fatigue for a long time, like for over 2 months, like 8 to 10 games. It was a serious issue for him. You don't hear that story very often for some reason, but that could also be an issue with Chris Paul too. You know, you never know. So, golly, if Chris Paul, the hottest team in the NBA, if this ends up screwing him up, how bad is he going to feel?
Wow. And Kawhi could miss the remainder of the Western Conference semifinals with a knee injury, not just this game.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was asked, I think, after game four, and he was like, my knee's fine. Apparently not.
No.
And think about this. The players who have either missed time or possibly could miss time.
They pulled the game down.
Oh, that sucks for you, I guess. Kyrie, James Harden, Kawhi, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, all the stars. How many stars have missed time in the playoffs?
Laying down for Chris Paul to win a title.
And he can't even help himself. He had to add
to it. The line was 2.5 this morning, and they yanked that line off for because of the Kawhi Leonard information. They're dead to rights. That team has zero chance of beating the Utah Jazz. Well, Utah having 2 or 3 at home where they're dominant, and then you have they were 31-5 at home. Now you're going to have a Clipper team without Kawhi Leonard, and you're going to try to beat that team? Mm-mm. No, that's not going to happen. We're going to get the Jazz in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about Jazz fans being able to. Now, you did have Jordan break their hearts, and one of the great photos is Jordan draining the three. Or Jordan actually – no, it's Jordan posed after making the shot on Russell. And you get – and it's a shot from the opposite back end, the opposite baseline. And it's a zoom shot into the crowd where you can see Jordan, and he is – positioned with his follow through, just sitting there with his little gooseneck follow through, and you see the background of all the Jazz fans and looking at the pain in their eyes.
It's
and
awesome.
The sadness and all the surrender cobras. Do you know what a surrender cobra is?
No.
You've seen them all the time. Dell, you know what a surrender cobra is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So surrender cobra, you'll see it all the time in sports. It's an instinctive move that people make. Maybe you've done it. When a big shot is made, look for it, where people go, and you put your hand, and that's called the surrender cobra, where you put your hands, you interlock your fingers behind your head, your elbows are flexed out to your side like it's a cobra hood. That is something that people will do, especially in football, when they are beaten. When something happens that devastates them, like a shot goes in or a touchdown is scored or a kick is missed, it's always, oh. You either do this, the hands either go up to the head, because that's my move. Hands to the head, I've noticed, is my move.
Right.
And some people go, especially after it's just happened, your first move is hands to the back of your head, interlocked, the surrender cobra. And there were surrender cobras and sad faces and hurt feelings and devastated children. It's a work of art. It should hang in the Smithsonian. It should be what everyone aspires to. And to think that this fan base, I mean.
The Suns are still going to win this, the West. Suns are going to win the West.
How? Not if Chris is out long term.
He only has to be gone 7 days.
If you.
Unless
if
he has
everything
COVID,
goes fine.
Yeah.
Unless he has it.
Unless he has it, it's going to be more than 7 days.
Well.
You better hope everything. He has no symptoms.
If he has it and gets sick, it could be
11 to 14 days, which would
dumb.
Be. They're done. And then the Suns would be absolutely done because we saw how bad they are without Chris Paul.
Yeah, they're bad. All right, it seems like you're taking a lot of jabs at Chris
Paul.
Well,
I am.
And Jazz fan.
Listen, if you want to make your own website involving the worst
Chris
of the Paul Jazz
sucks.
Fans.
ChrisPaulSucks.com?
Well, if you want to do that, you could do that too. First of all, buy the URL, and then they will design a site for you. They'll custom build the site for you. They can put video of Chris in there if you want to do that. They can do e-commerce for your personal little shop, the t-shirts and hats and socks you're going to sell. I just know this. At SiteJab, they build the very best custom-built websites that are designed to look great and to convey to the reader of the website. Number one, they're designed to keep eyes on your site longer, which is the number one key. But the second thing is get as much information to that viewer as quickly as possible. The short attention spans are quick to leave the website. So if you're getting them the information they need quickly, they stay on longer. And if you show them who you are, you are going to convert those eyes into business leads. And from the standpoint of a lead, you got a chance to close and make actual money and real revenue for your company. That's what you do with small to medium-sized businesses, and that's what my friends over at SiteJab do for you. SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Unlike John, who just begs for food from any and all who can supply it, I'm going to give you guys a chance to win something. Just in time for Father's Day, the Big Daddy Burger and Lil Daddy Burger are back at Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner is excited to celebrate dads for the entire month, making June the month of dad. So caller 8 at 840. Caller 8 at 840 to 713-780-3776 wins $25 in Black Bear Bucks to try their delicious bear-sized meals. Black Bear Diner is asking guests to post on social media using hashtag BBD Big Daddy for a chance to win cool swag. Visit blackbeardiner.com to find your nearest location and get more details on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Caller 8 at 840-713-780-3776. We'll give you some free food.
It's about time we got rid of the respect we deserve.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's about time that we got the respect we deserve. Who is it? Somebody had on a podcast. It was that Father's Day was one of the most meaningless holidays there is. Like in terms of the respect it's given.
Just the
President's
Day,
Father's Day, Arbor Day. I think so.
It's just a day to take care of your man's wives out there. That's what it is.
Is that really what it is?
That's it.
It doesn't feel like that's what it is.
Kids don't care about their
I'm going to be grilling dad. On Father's Day. I'm going to be working.
You're going to be working?
Yeah, I'm going to be grilling.
I'm not.
Go to Pete's, get food, and then I'll be working. It's either that or I can spend a bunch of money on food. One of those two. Either I spend a bunch of money or spend my time. Which one? I'll spend time. That's fine.
Well, you got to hang around your kids.
You know my wife wants for Mother's Day?
You tell them I want to play golf for Father's Day.
You know what my wife wants for Mother's Day? Nobody around her.
Yeah. That's what you should do.
No children.
It's Father's Day.
No nothing.
That's what you should do. I'm going to drink with LaShane all day. And how's that? That's my Father's Day.
Are dads allowed to get away with that?
That wouldn't sit well.
See, that does. Yeah.
No, I think there's a double standard.
But your wife wants that, but you can't have it. There's a double standard. That's what you can.
She'd tell me yes, but then she'd say, so that's what I wanted. She did do it one year. Went out and she had, she went for it.
Yeah.
Got a little.
Do a little few too many of them vodkas she likes?
Yeah, got a little sideways.
Okay, so Astros win in extra innings. I don't know. Altuve grand slam. Carlos Correa came through big time. Lance McCullers looked good. Odorizzi looked good out of the bullpen.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Presley looked just fine. Had one hit and unfortunately off the glove of Bregman. So that was a good win because the Rangers are one of the great teams in baseball.
It was about
you can't
to be
beat
another
them.
Loss to but another bad team. Like I don't, this team plays the level of their comp
really
for
do.
Some reason.
They really do, and play great against good teams, and they just can't show up against the Rangers for whatever. Although I'm telling you, Tyler Gibson is good. I mean that guy Gibson can throw. He's and they were facing a tough pitcher last night. There's no question about that. So you had that. You had KD with 49. Holy crap.
Played all 48 minutes.
Played all 48 minutes, had 49 points. He overcame James Harden.
17 boards, right?
I mean, see, that's the difference.
Wait, James Harden's on his team. What do you mean he overcame him?
Well, he was able to overcome James Harden. That's the difference between him and a Rockets team. They weren't in elimination games or in big games. They weren't able to overcome James.
Well, they didn't have one of the all-time greats on the roster.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, Chris Paul couldn't, you know, Chris Paul wasn't there to overcome it. So that was the problem. And the Bucks couldn't have played worse down the stretch. They just were awful.
I don't know what offense they were trying to run, but it was a lot of Jrue Holiday roaming the paint with the basketball and Giannis looking like, maybe I'm going to dive to the bucket and maybe not. oh, I'm causing congestion, so I'm going to back out. Look, they can come back and win this series, and I guess everything will be fine. But Budenholzer's getting out coached by a guy who's never done it before. Now, sure, he has Kevin Durant, but I don't know how they run offense in games. They've been awful.
Who are you talking about? Milwaukee?
The Bucks.
Yeah, it's really terrible. They are so stagnant offensively, and that is not a team. You got a second-level athlete in Chris Middleton, not an explosive athlete, who's got some good basketball mid-range skill, and you know he's a skilled shooter, but he's not a premier get-my-shot guy. Then you've got a guy who is a phenomenal talent, who is a little bit unskilled as well, and Giannis, not a solo type of guy who you rely on to just go create his own stuff. That's the last type of team that you want to be stagnant. This needs to be a team that moves the ball, back cuts, that does a lot of, you know, that makes themselves hard to guard, and that's not who they are, and that's not what they are. And what's funny is Budenholzer just lets them roll into that, and I think Chris Middleton actually shoots them out of games and opportunities sometimes. But listen to this. James Harden, so Malika Andrews and Tim Bontemps, they wrote this article. Let me first give you James Harden's quote. Quote, I woke up and was like, you know what? Let's go. Harden said after finishing with 5 points in 46 minutes. That's right, 5 points in 46 minutes. And it was actually worse than you think. He said, I tried to go out there and do the best I can. Hopefully, I gave my teammates some encouragement, some life. Let me just tell you, if you didn't watch the game, they were down double digits pretty much the entire half, down by as much as 17. There was not only no life on that team, I didn't see any encouragement from James being on the court. I didn't see any life. It was the exact opposite. Not that James created the opposite effect, but Milwaukee had all the life. Milwaukee had all the juice. Milwaukee played great. Then in the article they say, while Harden's teammates no doubt got a boost from him being on the court, it was hard to argue he was anywhere near his normal self in a first game action since aggravating his injury, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to say, well, Harden no doubt gave a boost to his teammates. His teammates looked scared. Joe Harris looked like he was going to brown his pants. He looked like he was going to put brown all over his underwear, like he has in much of the series. Joe Harris looked terrified. Brown did nothing. Jeff Green was bolstered by Harden's performance, mm-hmm. which is why he made 7-3. Y'all don't need to just throw that in there to try to placate a guy that you're down with or that you get interviews from. James Harden gave no life to that team. That team won because Kevin Durant was incredible.
Yep.
And Jeff Green was incredible. Kevin Durant was 46. How much did he score, end up with?
49.
49, 17, and 10. That is superhero stuff. He played the entire game in a regulation game. Jeff Green was 7-7 from three before he missed for the first time. He ended 7-8 from three-point line. This has nothing to do with James Harden playing. And as Dell mentioned earlier, you mentioned it. They actually had to overcome James's poor play.
1-10.
I give him credit for going out there and trying to gut it out, but it's not like he was a neutral on the court. He was a negative. He was making negative plays.
There's no reason he should have played 46 minutes. There should have been. You could have found minutes for Mike James, or if you need to throw a Tyler Johnson in there for minutes. They had a 9-man rotation when one of your starters was. He couldn't move. Like the Bucks, I guess he was used as a decoy the whole game, and it's funny watch that the Nets bench as they anticipated James shooting and getting excited because James has got a step back three, and when the rest of the world knows that's not going in, it's not going in. That dude has no lift. He can't explode past anyone because he's probably fearful
of opening it up.
What about his great defense, though?
Look, he's bad defensively, but he couldn't move.
Some of it is probably...
He just can't move.
But it looked like old Rocket James, where he was such a zero defensively, other than one good brace up against Giannis in the post where Giannis faded.
And he didn't have to move. Steve Nash won't get criticized because of what Kevin Durant did, but if they had lost that game and it was a close game, you're going to look at it and go... James Harden had to play 46 minutes
James Harden should have played 29 minutes. And you could have said, what a gutty performance from James. He did everything. And you're probably right. He didn't even try to get to the paint because he knows that that's how he could re-aggravate
the hamstring. If he opened it up, he probably would have re-aggravated it.
No. Yeah.
All right, 842 and going on 43, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, when we come back, would you consider sitting James in game six now?
If you want to win. If you want to win, yes, I would consider that.
See, that's not the reason I'm saying that.
And,
but, okay.
And some guys made some big money yesterday being all NBA. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm talking Chastain Ford. I'm going over there today, although it rained yesterday. I don't know if I can do it, but getting the chip on my windshield fixed. But listen, any kind of service that you need, Chastain Ford. And it's one of the big reasons why Chastain Ford is the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. It's Houston's best kept secret. It really is. Why business trusts Chastain Ford, they know they're going to get exactly what they need, that custom vehicle for their business. And Chastain Ford has done it all over these years. They know exactly what is good, what you need for your business. And so they're smarter there. And then they're going to get service when if anything happens to that Ford car or truck. Because it's unbelievable. It's so good, their service department. And you're going to get the kind of service that you need and you love and you want from your dealership. So if you're looking for that commercial vehicle, but they're doing the same thing on the retail side. Exactly what you want at the price you want it at with no dealer add-ons. That's what's happening every day at Chastain Ford. If you haven't seen the F-150, you gotta. It's unbelievable. You will love it. They've got them in stock right now at Chastain Ford. It's online at ChastainFord.com or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:45 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So how do you go about it if you're Steve Nash and the Nets? If you don't have Kyrie back, running with James for 46 minutes was a ballsy move, if you want to know the truth. It really was. Why?
Ballsy or dumb?
Well, yeah, by ballsy, I mean kind of stupid. But what do you, with the way he played, and if he comes out and is that big a liability defensively like he was, if he's that big a liability offensively like he was, do you now either limit him? Now, he gave a big boost to his team. He gave a huge boost to his team.
Well, he gave a boost to his teammates, no doubt. No doubt. James, at one point, jumped in the air and landed with the ball in his hands. Like, he jumped up like he's going to shot. He was trying to, like, he's going to shoot. He's trying to draw one of his James 37 feet from the goal fouls and thought he thought somebody was reaching in, so he tried to pull a little move where he rips through the hands and throws it up to the goal. And when they didn't call any fouls and he's up in the air, he's like, oh no, and he just landed with the ball and he immediately was arguing with the ref, like, well, I thought you said you was the right spider, and he's like, no, that's a travel. What? And then he goes, no, timeout, James, you already landed with the ball in your hands, you can't call a timeout now. That's not a timeout. When you travel, you can't call a timeout after you travel and get the timeout. We're going to go ahead and go with the travel. He was just really bad. And as Dell mentions, it's probably a lot of it is just he's just not ready. He's not ready to come back. Because I would say he did more damage to his team. I don't know who they'd put in who would be any good. Joe Harris literally looks like he doesn't belong in an NBA jersey the last three games.
No,
he has
bad.
No business being in an NBA.
Well, what
this
do you
is
do?
This is the league's leading 3-point shooter who can't make an open three.
No. Some guys aren't. They're playoff not built guys. For it. They're not playoff guys. And so far, Joe Harris, not a playoff guy.
He's not playoff P. He's playoff J.
Well, playoff P is going to catch a lot of slander with Kawhi out if he struggles. Like, Paul George has played pretty well, and they've come back to tie the series. Without Kawhi, it's going to be all on him.
Well, so I heard this argument that Shannon Sharpe was making an argument that this is where Kevin Durant needed to step up. You know, so I guess Shannon Sharpe is a big LeBron guy, and he's a big LeBron guy, and Skip is a big Jordan guy.
Anyone but LeBron guy.
He's not a LeBron guy, right?
No, Skip is anyone but LeBron
guy. Yeah, that's his angle. And so his angle was, Shannon Sharpe's angle was, okay, this is where he has to come up and do something. He's got to be able to will his team to victory. He has to have one of those games. And I kind of actually agree with that. I don't think that's unusual for a great player to have a great game. But that's actually what he did. He had a phenomenal game. And I know it's Skip Bayless and Shannon, but I'm just saying this concept was interesting to me. He said, that's what Shannon said. Look, if he's a great player, he's got to will his team to a game, you know, to a win. If you think he's the best player in the world or one of the best players in the world. And Skip's like, that's not fair. He's got Kyrie Irving out. He's got James Harden out, because at this time, James Harden was probably going to be out. And he basically said, Shannon said, wait a minute. LeBron James has had teams where he had no second guys before, and he was expected to do all this. And that's actually true. I mean, LeBron James has had, now he super teamed it, which takes that away. But when he got to the finals with Cleveland, he had a team of some decent, he had a much better team of average talent, at least around him, than Kevin Durant yesterday, if James hadn't played. And it turns out James was bad. James was a minus player anyway.
Tough was the East then, though? And by the way, he didn't win it when he didn't have any help. He didn't win it.
No.
Well, he went through the tested Pistons, who had some playoff success.
Yeah. And that's something that Shannon Sharpe brought up. Shannon Sharpe also brought up, well, who was the devastating test that Michael Jordan went through? Who were the Golden State Warriors that he had to get past? And I thought, well, and then Shannon said, Jordan was the Warriors. Like, the Bulls were the Warriors.
Yeah.
But early Jordan had to get through, I mean, he had to get through physical challenge. He had to get through a talent challenge with early in his career, but it was young Scottie Pippen, so it didn't really matter with the Pistons. But then against, not the Pistons, the Celtics. But then he had physical challenge and talent challenges against New York. And now, they weren't the Golden State Warriors, but New York and the Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boy Pistons, who, that was a championship team. I mean, they had won a championship. That was a really good team. That was a tough team. That was a deep team. And Jordan ended up, after getting eliminated, went on a revenge tour,
mm-hmm.
where he went and worked out and did all that stuff. But I think it is fair to expect a great player to have a great performance like Kevin Durant did when his team needs it most and the chips are down. This excuse making, it doesn't mean that we blame them, but it doesn't mean we make excuses for them. I think you do, yeah. The immediate excuse is, well, this guy's out. Well, you know what? Ben Simmons, for example, he's got a guy who's hurt. How about Ben Simmons shows up in tonight's game and does something? How about Ben has a huge game if Joel Embiid is hurt? How about when James needed to take over? This is the thing that bothered us the most as Rockets fans, right? When James needed to take over and be a dude, he never did it. He never was a stud in the biggest situations. Kevin Durant was yesterday. That was a massive situation. And Kevin Durant put on one of the most studly performances. Hakeem Olajuwon did it back in the day. If you want to boil
Kawhi
it into a nutshell, Kawhi has done it.
LeBron has done it.
Great players do that in those situations. Yep. It is fair to ask that of them to do it. It may not be enough to get a win, but Kevin Durant answered the call. And that's why he is arguably one of, if not the greatest player in basketball.
Did you like afterwards Giannis saying that Kevin Durant is the greatest player in the world?
I don't have a problem with it.
The show before us did.
Why?
Because he's a two-time. Because Giannis is a two-time MVP.
Oh, I see. So on the surface, I'm just thinking he's acknowledging. But Giannis is also an honest guy who doesn't have this pretentious flex that he's got to. I think Giannis still has, that's interesting. I don't know. Maybe that, you don't want to admit, like Jordan would never
have
said that.
No, that argument that they're pushing is
like Barkley never said
is
that.
Something that is a real part of American sports culture where you can't ever, you don't acknowledge, particularly if you're a great player. Giannis didn't grow up here where you have to be the guy who says I'm the best, and why would I ever admit someone is the best? That's not something he ever would care about.
Yeah.
And KD is a better basketball player than him.
Do you?
Yeah, he's more skilled. He's substantially more skilled.
There's no reason. If Giannis had said, for some reason, no, KD, the KD ain't better than me, everyone would be like, yes,
hey,
he is.
David Robinson gave it up to Dream.
He's better. He got Giannis is brutalized. A great player, but Kevin Durant is a better player. It's fine to say that.
Do you agree?
But those are athletes saying that, though, John. Maybe they're just saying you don't acknowledge another player in the middle of the series like that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what they
said. Well, but apparently he had said, Giannis had said it about LeBron, too, early before. Hey, that's the greatest player in the league. And that's the greatest player in the world.
Well,
and, you know,
KD
we lost
was hurt
to
at
him.
The time.
Yeah. So, I mean, Giannis admitting. But in the show before us, they were talking about how Giannis just doesn't have, maybe because he came from Greece or whatever the case may be, he just doesn't have, I don't want to say basketball IQ, but he doesn't have the instincts of a great player. He, you know, the 3-point shot that he took with 4 minutes left, the losing the ball in the lane. It's always something. He's always coming up short, and he just doesn't have. And it's little things that he just does that it doesn't put. He wasn't Durant. He had a really good game.
Yes,
he had a really good game, but he didn't do enough for his team to win.
Giannis is what, 26 years old now? Kevin Durant won. Kevin Durant had a bit of that label. I mean, they blew a 3-1 lead to Golden State. I mean, Oklahoma City went to a finals and didn't win. I don't remember the discourse around Kevin Durant. It was more like, oh, it's so great that young teams and LeBron was a hated figure. But Kevin Durant won at about, what, 28, 29 or so? And there were some playoff failures on his resume, mm-hmm. just like most players have.
Jordan had all kinds of playoff failures.
Like, much like we treat young quarterbacks where we have to fast forward everything, all of a sudden Giannis, because he's been so good and his team has been looked at as a favorite, winning a lot of games in the regular season, dude's 26.
Yeah.
Championships generally come, unless you're Dwayne Wade who won one when he was really young, they generally come in this era in your late 20s, early 30s, because there are so many guys who are established still playing the game. Maybe Giannis, maybe to your point yesterday, Giannis goes through another couple years of failing with Milwaukee and goes, I want out. And by the time he's 29.
The failing Milwaukee Bucks, the lowest rated TV.
Well, that's possible.
The lowest rated basketball team in the world.
He's 29 or 30 years old. When he decides, I don't want to be here anymore, he'll go win a title like everyone else does at 29 or 30.
Yep. That's a real possibility. So Russia's leading Finland at the half, Lance. How do you feel?
They gave up a late goal. Finland was under attack the whole half. Idiots.
What?
Idiots.
Is that the dumbest
soccer team you've ever seen?
Oh, tell you what, it's the most scared, passive soccer team I've ever seen.
Did you know anything about Finland before you took an interest in them today?
Yeah. Hmm. Simonsen is a good player.
Hmm.
And Mendelsohn and the other Ericsson and
six Ericssons they've got on their team?
Are they Swedish or Finnish with the Ericssons?
Isn't it the same?
They're different countries.
Big news.
Yeah, but they're pretty much like U.S. and Canada. It's just we're the same. It's
are we like Canada at all?
I like Canada.
But are we like them?
Yeah, we're like them in a lot of ways. They fight more in the cold weather. Mm. They do a lot of their fighting in cold. They're more simple people. Some of them are French.
Simple.
Some of them are French Canadians. They think they live in France.
What do you mean simple?
Hmm. Like a simpler people, like a farm people. You know, you don't get bogged down by all these streaming services. And
you know, Canada produces television and movies and has like giant
Schitt's
cities.
Creek was that's a production. That's a Canadian production. I liked it.
They don't just farm and make maple syrup.
Well, a bunch of them do.
They kind
of
do.
They're a farm people.
All right, let's talk a little insurance.
They fight for fun. If in your country you have people who just fight for fun against each other just because they're bored, that's a simple thing.
What if you're a country who pits homeless people against each other and watches them fight and monetizes it? What kind of country are you?
America.
You mean bum fights?
Yes, America.
YouTubers versus TikTokers.
Talk about some insurance. And when we come back, there's some big breaking news in the NBA. And we haven't even gotten to a lot of NFL stuff. There's some stuff going on in the NFL that we need to talk about as well. So, but first, let's get some insurance.
Let's help you switch your homeowner's insurance as early as today. My friends over at TGS Insurance, they want to make it as simple as possible. That's why they came up with the concept of, yeah, you can go to their website at tgsinsurance.com. But better yet, just text the word money to 232323. Text the word money to 232323. And what you're going to see is they will text you back and they will ask for your, they're going to text you back. They're going to ask for your address. You give it to them and they can get you an A-rated insurance quote. Literally, almost as soon as you text that over. It's that simple. And you can switch over on the same day. Same day switchover is available through my friends over at TGS Insurance with an A-rated insurance company. Stop paying too much. Get competitive pricing with TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.